Our next guest is a former federal MP for Wills, which used to be Bob Hawke's seat, former footballer in the VFA, and long-time campaigner to stop violence against women. Phil Cleary, good morning.
Yeah, g'day, Tom. It's interesting. I just hearing Brad Scott there, ill-equipped to publicly speak about the question, uses language that camouflages what we're talking about. That is, he made mistakes. Well, a mistake could be driving while he's drunk. It could be all sorts of things, but in fact, we're talking about a question of women and alleged threats, and that was the reason he was in trouble. So, you know, we do have a problem with the overall discussion around the question. That's my starting point.
Yeah. Well, just on that, I mean, the AFL clearly wants to make a stance against domestic violence this weekend. There's going to be, I'm not quite sure whether it's a moment or a minute's silence, but the players and coaches and umpires are all going to gather in the middle of the ground. I mean, if they do that, can they then bring Tarryn Thomas, who's been suspended for 18 weeks for issues relating to violence against women, can they bring him back into the fold?
You would think not, depending, Tom, on exactly what unfolds. Like, we need to get to the centre of what the charges against Tarryn Thomas are and how they're played out, I would have thought. So the AFL has to have a proper investigation into that. But you raise a critical question, and you raised them earlier with speakers. Is it hypocritical of the AFL to be taking a stand on violence against women? Well, here's a context. We had Vicky Cleary Day in 2017, and we've had five of them. The AFL has never attended. The AFL has never spoken to me formally, officially, about endorsing that day, a day dedicated to a woman murdered who's the sister of a 205-game premiership player with Coburg, dual premiership coach, known person, former politician, etc. So if the AFL is going to take a position on violence against women, it has to tell you straight and the public what its position on Tarryn Thomas is. There was a boy playing down in Geelong district recently. I was contacted about him. He was facing 30 charges of domestic violence. The newspaper, the Geelong Advertiser, was trying to get a comment from the AFL. As I understand it, the AFL wasn't too forthcoming. The AFL is going to have to train, Tom, its people to, you can't wheel Brad Scott out like he was wheeled out the other day to talk on a matter that is delicate and requires a grasp of the whole political context in the way they did. So there are major issues now for the AFL. Given it has now embraced the campaign to stop violence against women, it has to have a considered, thoughtful approach. It has to talk to people like me, Tarang Chawla, other researchers, with an academic framework, who have lost a sister.
Is there a risk that the AFL ends up with too many positions on too many social or political issues? I mean, you know, I think it was Black Lives Matter, it was the Yes campaign last year. You know, if you ask the students at Melbourne Uni what the big issue of the day is, it's the war in Gaza. I mean, you know, is the AFL expected to have positions on all those issues?
It's a reasonable point to make, Tom. Quite possible. The way I see it, the AFL is not equipped to actually make proper commentaries on so many of these questions. Can they really talk about international questions with clarity and a capacity to convince people? Probably not. I have no problem with people who say the AFL should limit its public commentary. I have no problem with that. Having that discussion anyway, I understand the points you're making quite clearly. But here, you know what we're facing here, Tom, is a genuine crisis. And you said to one of your callers previously, half the football world is women. Women hold up half the football sky. And you cannot have this incredible crisis, this war on women going on around you, and footballers then falling into it or being named as being perpetrators of violence, without the AFL having a position. I think so. I think it is the number one position. I'd be happy to discuss whether there's too much virtue signalling by the AFL. Let's have a discussion about that. But I think this one, you cannot escape.
All right. Thank you so much. Phil Cleary there, former federal MP for Wills, former footballer, and obvious passionate campaigner to stop violence against women. And for those of you who don't know, I mean, Phil Cleary's sister, Vicky, was killed in 1987, and he's had a charity, Vicky Cleary Day, and it's a game every year a VFL game hosted by the Coburg Football Club. Vicky was only 25 when she was killed by her former partner, Peter Keogh.